Scientists in Antarctica have discovered life flourishing in some of the most inhospitable conditions on Earth. Researchers drilled through more than half a mile of ice, plunged a camera another 1,600 feet down to the seafloor, and were stunned to discover sponge-like animals clinging to a rock. Not only is it pitch black and ice cold, scientists didn't think there'd be enough food down there. The discovery has been published in the journal Frontiers in Marine Science, and the lead author joins me now, Hugh Griffiths, a marine biologist with the British Antarctic Survey. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
And you were actually looking for something else when you were boring through the ice shelf to get to the ocean floor. Can you explain that process first?
It's even worse. I wasn't even there. I was on a ship about 700 miles away in Antarctica doing a completely different project, and a bunch of geologists were sat on the ice in tents, really freezing themselves, to do some hot water drilling through 900 meters of ice and then a further 500 meters of seawater to collect a mud sample, a sediment sample from underneath the ice shelf so that they could have a look at what the past environment was like. And unfortunately for them, they failed three times to even collect any mud. And when they put a GoPro on the equipment they were putting down, they saw that it was hitting a large boulder right beneath the hole that they drilled. So it was a huge amount of effort to get nothing.
Yeah, so they weren't getting the mud they were looking for because they were hitting rock, right? So what did they find on that rock?
Well, they thought it was just a massive inconvenience, but they did then later see that around the edges they could see a few strange shapes, and they weren't really sure what they were. So when they got back eventually to the UK, they showed us biologists what they'd found. And initially I looked at it and thought, oh, it's a couple of sponges on a rock, big deal. And then they showed me a map of where they'd collected the images from. And that was hundreds of kilometers away from any potential food source for these sponges.
Can you just describe the conditions down there? Because this was incredibly surprising, not that you found these particular sponges there, but that you found anything at all, right?
Yeah, so it's completely dark. It's the equivalent of 1,200 meters down under the ocean, but it's got 900 meters of ice above it. So there's no light getting through, but there's also no food raining down from above. So any food they get is coming in sideways. But it's also -2 degrees centigrade down there. And so you end up with a really inhospitable place to live.
What do these sponges look like? I'm just wondering if they're a completely new species.
Well, they could well be completely new species. Even in the kind of more open parts of Antarctica, about 10 to 20% of what we catch is new to science. So that's phenomenal for anywhere in the world. But if you go into the deep sea, then those numbers shoot up to about 80 or 90% in the Antarctic region. And these animals look like they're more like deep sea species. And also the environment resembles the deep sea a lot more. So we don't think they're the same things as we're finding out on the shelf. But until we actually manage to get our hands on one, we'll never be able to answer that question.
So one of the reasons that this is so surprising is that you're saying that the food they get is likely coming sideways, drifting sideways through the current from very far distances. Is that right?
Yes. And these tiny particles of food have got to stay in the water column long enough to go over 1,000 kilometers and then bump into a sponge at the end of it. So the chances of getting food are really low. So that raises questions about how often are these animals even feeding? So we know that some Antarctic sponges can live a very long time, even up to tens of thousands of years. So are these things only feeding once a year or once a decade or once a century? Really, until we get our hands on them again, it's not going to be possible to answer those kind of questions.
Just amazing. Makes me think that there's still a lot that we don't know about life in the ocean. So what should our takeaways be from this discovery?
For me, the really exciting thing is that we have this habitat that is, the Antarctic ice shelves cover about a third of the continental shelf. So that's something close to 1.6 million square kilometers. And what we've seen so far of it with our cameras down boreholes is about the size of a tennis court. So we've got this enormous part of the world's seafloor that we know nothing about, really. So to go there and find something that we didn't think could live there really makes it even more exciting as a habitat. And the challenges to go and find out more mean that we're going to have to develop new technologies and new ways of working just to even get a window into their world. So as a scientist, it's really kind of the same as trying to find life in space or at the bottom of the deepest part of the ocean. It's that kind of challenge.
Well, and that habitat that they're living in is under, directly under, a huge ice sheet that we know is threatened by climate change. Do you think there's a chance we could lose the chance to learn more about these animals before it's too late?
Well, we've already lost two floating ice shelves, two enormous bits of ice in my lifetime. So, and I'm only 44. So the chances of more ice shelves going are increasing as the world warms. Luckily, the one that we found this under is one of the bigger and more stable ones that is further south. But it's only a matter of time, if we carry on the way we are, that we're going to damage Antarctica's environment irreparably, and we're going to end up losing some of these ice shelves before we've even looked underneath them at this rate.
Mm. Well, the video of your camera going through that ice and then emerging into the ocean is worth a look. We're going to post it at hereandnow.org. Hugh Griffiths, a marine biologist with the British Antarctic Survey, thank you so much. Fascinating.
Thank you.